Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. And with this, you can set up everything you got going on during the day. But Civil Dispatch cuts itself out from the rest of the herd by the things that it does unbidden based upon your locale. Things like letting you know about things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. If I were a gun grabber, I'd get asked to write in a whole lot of newspapers, I guess. Josh Sugarman has been making the rounds. He is the head and probably only true member of the Violence Policy Center. And he has confirmed at least 2 points that people who follow the gun control debate have always, we've always known this about their overall goal. First and foremost, they have not abandoned their holy grail of their agenda, which is to get handguns banned. Second, they're never going to be content with an assault weapon ban that applies only to external features of semi-automatic firearms and not to the operating systems of those guns. Now, we talked about what he wrote in the Sacramento Bee, essentially proposing banning all semi-automatic firearms that use detachable magazines, regardless of any external features or the capacity of their magazines. And he claims, in an effort to alarm people, he claims that detachable magazine semi-automatics are unprecedented in America, despite the fact they've been popular in the country for more than a century. You know, remember John Browning and that Model 1911? Now, a ban on firearms that use detachable magazines would prohibit the manufacture of all modern semi-automatic pistols and general-purpose semi-automatic rifles, such as the AR-15. And they account, those two types of firearms, account for a majority of new firearms sold in the United States. And that's precisely why banning guns based upon their ability to use a detachable magazine appeals to Sugarman. He's formerly with the National Coalition to Ban Handguns. He is the author of Every Handgun is Aimed at You, The Case for Banning Handguns. He also wrote Assault Weapons and Accessories in America, a 1988 paper which proposed that gun control groups temporarily pretend to give up banning handguns and instead use assault weapons as a new issue to reinvigorate the handgun restriction lobby. So then he wrote in, wrote an op-ed at Salon.com. He condemned innovations that increase firearms defensive capacity, claiming that modern gun violence is shaped by a combination of semi-auto firearms and detachable ammunition magazines, and it ranges from high-capacity pistols to semi-automatic assault rifles. His words. Thus, he concludes, we need to ratchet down the firepower in civilian hands. We need to get assault weapons off the streets and off the gun store shelves. We should ban handguns. His ultimate goal, his idea to ban all detachable magazine semi-automatics, which is a matter of time. In 1988, he recognized that assault weapons are difficult to define in legal terms. He was proven right when the Feinstein Federal Assault Weapon Ban of 1994-2004 banned detachable magazine semi-automatic rifles only if they had two or more external attachments. During that time, during the ban period, there were 730,000 AR-15s sold in that 10-year stretch of time, but by comparison, more than 800,000 AR-15s were manufactured for sale in the U.S. with their full complement of external attachments in 2012 alone. Sugarman knew from day one of the Feinstein ban that it wouldn't stop any guns from being manufactured altogether. But for political purposes, he pretended otherwise. His group claimed the assault weapon ban has finally turned off the spigot that for more than a decade has flooded the nation's streets with these weapons of war. Now, as the 2004 expiration date approached and gun control supporters contemplated whether to push legislation to extend it as is or in a much more restrictive form, they changed their tune at the Violence Policy Center. Fulfilling its role as advocate of the most aggressive positions in the gun control debate, the group complained that Feinstein's ban was badly flawed, a ban in name only, and a fictional ban. They called for it to be more restrictive, as proposed by Representative Carolyn McCarthy of the, you know, barrel shroud thingy. And another thing that he wrote, he explains why. It's called bullet hoses, semi-automatic assault weapons. What are they? What's so bad about them? He wrote, most of the design features listed in the 1994 federal ban, such as bayonet mounts, grenade launchers, silencers, and flash suppressors, were pointless criteria on the basis of which to define a firearm as an assault weapon, he complained. Instead, he said the most significant assault weapon functional design features are ability to accept a high-capacity ammunition magazine, a rear pistol or thumb hole grip, and a forward grip or barrel shroud, hence Carolyn McCarthy. Whatever he thought was significant, he really attached to in the manner which a person could hold a rifle against his shoulder or in the hand. He knew that any firearm that can accept a small magazine can accept a large one. So, thus, banning firearms that could accept large magazines would mean banning them all, which is precisely what he's all about. Now he pretends that if handgun owners are limited to revolvers, America would be immune to crimes like the one that recently took place in Santa Barbara, California. He likes to reminisce. Until the early 1980s, the most popular handgun sold in America was the standard six-shot revolver. Now, you know, a revolver in the hands of somebody like Jerry Michalik is about as lethal as anything semi-automatic known to man. A follow-up study to the report that Congress required for the federal large magazine ban concluded that gunshot injury incidents involving pistols were less likely to produce a death than those involving revolvers. And that's because of caliber. A revolver can handle a big caliber. Violence Policy Center receives millions of dollars from the Joyce Foundation every year to push the pervasive restrictions that mainstream gun supporters ultimately want, even if they generally avoid discussing them for political reasons. the danger posed by the group. Every time they open their mouth, if they, if, with their radical musings, if it gets repeated unchallenged enough over time, would eventually not seem not so radical at all to courts and legislators and the general public. The low-info voter, if you will. That's one train of thought. Let's talk about a group of people that are disarmed when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talked about ISIS yesterday. You know, they declared all guns in Iraq illegal, except for their own. How convenient. The idea of disarming civilians for their own good is a special kind of insanity. While we were occupying Iraq, They're allowed to have fully automatic weapons in their homes because, you know, they needed to be able to defend themselves. Not so much with ISIS. Now, whether you're talking nations or individuals, the only way to achieve peace is to establish the threat of mutually assured destruction. That's all there is to it. That's your lot in life. Any peace, safety, and or security we have is based upon that principle. Anyone who believes that America is somehow exempt, like our president, is promoting a dangerous and deadly delusion. Now, the world's oldest continually inhabited town is in Kenya. And Islamic fundamentalists rolled into town and attacked it because they were disarmed. I believe this is pronounced Mpeketoni. The assault began Sunday night as residents watched World Cup matches on TV and lasted until early Monday. With little resistance put up by Kenya's security forces, cars and buildings still smoldered at daybreak. The attackers there gave life or death religious tests, a witness said, killing those who were not Muslim. They came to our house around 8 a.m. and asked us in Swahili whether we were Muslims. My husband told them that we were Christians, and they shot him in the head and chest, said Anne Gathigi. Another resident, John Waweru, said his two brothers were killed because the attackers did not like that the brothers did not speak Somali. He said, my brother, who stayed next door to me, were killed as I watched. I was peeping from my window, and I clearly heard them speak to my brothers in Somali, and it seems since my brothers did not meet their expectations, they sprayed them with bullets and moved on. At the Breeze View Hotel, the gunman pulled the men aside and ordered the women to watch as they killed them, saying it was what Kenyan troops were doing to Somali men inside Somalia. Kenya's top police commander, David Kimayo, said the death toll was 48. A police spokeswoman said authorities believe that several dozen attackers took part. When only the military has guns and they're not ubiquitous, it's not just home invasions that they can do. They can invade whole towns. And that's what happens to a disarmed populace. Now, recently, President Barack Obama has been out there calling for us to adopt Australian-style gun control, which is banning it, banning them all. I don't understand why he doesn't think we could look up what he's talking about. But somebody sent him a letter. An Australian sent him a letter. Verbatim, here you go. You recently hailed Australian gun laws. In doing so, you praised the government for forcefully removing all semi-automatic firearms from its populace. You admired the banning and confiscation of guns. We expect to hear that from a European leader, but not you. You're the leader of America, the world's first free country, the nation that inspired many to be free, that has protected the freedom of others, that has spread more freedom than any other. I am an Australian, and I must set the record straight. The success of the 1996 Australian gun reform is a myth. The only thing achieved was to take away guns of the law-abiding, leaving only the criminals armed. Is that what you wish for, America? In Australia, if a citizen has firearms, the police have the right to search their property without a warrant any time. Does that sound like America? The laws you praise outlawed the Daisy Red Ryder BB gun that my father played with as a child. Now you need a special permit, gun safe, and a serial number. And for what? There are just as many guns on the street today. Gun crime is no lower. In Australia, mass shootings have been a rare event. In strict gun, if strict gun laws mean no massacres, explain Britain's Cumbria shootings, Monk Seton and Dunblane, or Anders Breivik of Norway. Gun laws achieve very little. Mass shootings are about illness, not guns. Any other so-called gun issue, if there is any, is related to the breakdown of the family, cultural decline in the age of entitlement. The Second Amendment defines American exceptionalism. It speaks to the character of America and reflects why America is America. Civilian disarmament is based on the assumption that people are irresponsible unless they work for the government. America was founded on the opposite premise. America, don't make America a namby-pamby society. The right to bear arms is not wrong nor unnecessary. It is the greatest test of genuine freedom, the best protection of you, your family, and your property, the ultimate deterrent against government overreach. The constitutional right to bear arms is pivotal. The American idea is a value system. If you take away the guns of America, you take away America. Mr. President, your country is the one the world relies on. And right now, it is at a tipping point. Forget guns. Focus on ending the waste, paying back the debt, limiting the government, and axing political correctness. That's how you'll get America to boomerang. Your country is the greatest in the world, and respectfully, sir, you should stop apologizing for it. Keep it up, and America will just be another European state, and that's not good for anyone. Yours sincerely, Nick Adams. He's the author of The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again. I think dude nailed it. We're hearing all this good stuff. I'm beginning to look at Australia a little bit differently because we got these new members of parliament coming in that are saying this is a crock. We got regular citizens writing letters, writing books. Australia might be getting ready to change. And then if John Sugarman, since most of the guns that they probably own were of American origin, John Sugarman had his way, when they finally get their freedom back, there'd be nothing for them to buy. John Sugarman. When we get back, we're going to talk about exactly what this did, this Australian gun ban. Since this is the one the president wants to see emulated, let's see what it actually did. Just to examine it, just to see what he's parting right now. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
My friend, you're the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
Yeah, welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Twice after the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, and now after whichever shooting motivated him this particular time. President Obama has referenced Australia during a Q&A session with Tumblr founder and CEO David Karp. He referenced the country's harsh gun ban, saying a couple of decades ago Australia had a mass shooting, and Australia just said, well, that's it, we're not seeing that again, and basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws. He said 9 months ago in the United Kingdom, in Australia, when just a single mass shooting occurred in those countries, they understood that there was nothing ordinary about this kind of carnage. They endured great heartbreak, but they also mobilized and they changed, and mass shootings became a great rarity. Now notice what he does there with that. First of all, he completely ignores the violent crime that is exploding in Australia and in England. It's just not of the mass kind. You know, it's not the rampage shooter going out and wanting to get his Facebook page looked at. But it just happens, you know, an order of magnitude that dwarfs ours. He also completely ignores gang violence here in the United States. Most of the time, in Chicago on any weekend, pick any weekend, you're going to have Sandy Hook times two. Now, it's not going to be one person shooting everybody. And then it's not going to be such, you know, it's not going to be a bunch of white children. But it's happening. And whether they're gangs shooting gangs or gangs shooting at gangs and hitting innocent people, it's happening. So, you know, that's where most of your gun homicide occurs. I think it's like 80% of it occurs there. And if you really wanted to take down gun violence, gun homicide a big notch, that's where you go. Because it's not the law-abiding citizens shooting each other. And we saw how well gun control worked with Elliot Rodgers. We saw how well gun control worked in Las Vegas. The male shooter was a prohibited person. His wife was not. And if his wife had been, they would have found a gun anyway. So intent were they upon their revolution. In Australia, they're puzzled by this reference he keeps making. Now, I just told you about what Nick Adams had to say. In 1996, Australia adopted the National Firearms Agreement following a mass killing known as the Port Arthur Massacre, where a gunman killed 35 people and injured 24. That measure led to severe restrictions on firearms, including an outright ban on most semi-automatic and pump-action rifles and shotguns. During the enactment of the law, they bought back nearly 700,000 guns, but whether or not it has a positive effect for some people is still up for debate. Statistics show that violent crime remains steady. The murder rate dropped slightly and gun deaths had reduced, but the flow of illegal guns has risen along with the assaults and murders by stabbing. While technically there hasn't been a mass shooting since the measure passed, there are accounts where a gunman opened fire in a public place more than once. In 2002, at Monash University in Melbourne, a mentally impaired gunman shot seven people, killing two of them. They expanded their controls to include semi-automatic handguns, buying back 50,000 of them that they deemed illegal. During this period, the Australian military divested themselves of large stockpiles of surplus small arms, with lawmakers taking great steps to prevent the guns from passing into the hands of local collectors. They exported more than 100,000 Lithgow-made short magazine Lee Enfield rifles to the U.S. and destroyed 110,000 Australian and L1A1 semi-automatic only FNFAL rifles in 1994. The effect of this grab on crime and punishment is also a matter of debate. The Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, the largest gun rights group in the country, has long held that the 1996 gun laws and those passed since have had a negligible effect on safety and firearms death. There are some studies that maintain there has been a decline in gun deaths, particularly suicides, but a 2008 report by the University of Melbourne that analyzed firearm deaths for a period of 100 years in Australia concluded that the new laws did not have any significant effects on firearm homicides and suicides. Others contend that any decrease in gun death is societal related, not due to strict gun control. David Lanhill, newly elected Liberal Democratic Party member of the Australian Parliament, wrote in a piece for the Australian Finance Review. Interesting how they're titled over there. Because he does not sound like a Democratic Party liberal with this. The full truth is that Australia's close neighbor, New Zealand, a country very similar to Australia in history, culture, and economic trends, has experienced an almost identical time period with no mass shooting events despite the ongoing widespread availability of the types of firearms Australia banned. He wrote to Guns.com and said the gun laws have made no difference to the level of homicides, up or down. Their impact on suicides is less clear, but there's probably been no impact apart from method substitution. And he was very clear that the gun ban in his country was not a magic wand for ending mass killings. There have been no mass shootings since the gun laws were introduced, but New Zealand has had none either, and it didn't follow us. On the other hand, we've had several mass murders using other methods, principally fire. In closing, Langenhelm contends that the Australian model is a flawed one. The bottom line is that we are suffering under draconian gun laws that treat us like criminals in waiting with zero public benefit but substantial public cost. If President Obama genuinely believes Australia offers a model for reducing firearm crime or suicide, he is seriously misinformed. Two things. I don't think Barack Obama is misinformed. I think he is completely informed. I think he is completely cognizant of every fact regarding what that has done and not done. And it makes no difference to him. He wants gun bans. It's not about gun control anymore. It's not about, I'm not going to take your gun. It's not about, you should just stand for a background check, which we already have, which we already do. It's about that he wants to ban guns. Somehow or other, he believes that his public consciousness is so much more evolved than ours that he knows the answer. But the problem here is that we know the answer, his answer. We know exactly what his answer is. And you can take it any way you want to. I mean, I've talked to Dr. Jim Garrow. Dr. Jim Garrow believes that Barack Obama wants to disarm us so that he can repay the Chinese debt with assets here in the United States. And if a bunch of Chinese cats were to, if they show up somewhere taking, with little stars on their hats, if they show up in the United States taking over whole parcels of property in downtown USA, that's not going to be looked on very well. That new particular development. Yes, I know it's the wrong word. But, Barack Obama is not misinformed. Oh, no. He's very well informed. I mean, he has access to the best information money could buy. But he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about people dying in Chicago. He doesn't care about me and you being able to defend ourselves. He wants us to be a socialist European country. And that's very hard to implement and enforce when people are armed. Ask New York. Ask Connecticut. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. That last spot, that welcomes Mounting Solutions Plus, the latest sponsor to Lock and Load. There's some others coming up very shortly that you'll be hearing from. And with that promo code RADIO, that's a significant deduction right there in some cases with some of the stuff they sell. Go check them out at MountsPlus.com. Last week, in Pasco County, Florida, there was a 911 call made. I'm going to try to play part of it for you here. Let's see if it comes over.
This is an emergency. Hang up and dial 911. Thank you for calling the
Alright. Get the out! Get the out! Alright, getting law enforcement on the line.
Shot one.
You shot somebody?
Shot one.
Sir, listen. Did you shoot somebody?
Yes, I shot him in the...
What's going on there?
Somebody just came to my house. Four people just came to my house. They beat the out of me and my wife and my stepmother.
Okay.
And they robbed us.
So, a gentleman makes a 911 call and gets voicemail. So while he's on the 911 call, these four guys came into their house, kicked their butts, left, and while he's back on the phone with them, they come back. Four robbers armed with guns broke into his house, began to rob him and beat his wife and stepmother. They ran away, called 911, only to be transferred to a voicemail message. But they came back into the house, but this time the gentleman had armed himself and he shot at the suspects. This happened in Port Richey. The dispatcher tried to transfer the call from the fire department to law enforcement side of things, but he got a voicemail just as the crooks returned to his home. And then he has to take matters into his own hands and shoot one of the robbers. He tells the dispatcher that he's been robbed. Two women in the home were physically hurt. The county released a timeline showing deputies were dispatched more than 3.5 minutes after the original call, but they say the transfer problems didn't slow down their response. They also say steps are being taken to make sure it doesn't happen again, although they didn't clarify what those steps were. Of the robbers, three of them have been caught, including the guy who was shot by the homeowner. That's what terror sounds like when it's being made over the phone. You heard all that happening in the background? You heard it, right? We're told by gun control activists that we don't need guns because we have police officers to take care of us. If you use that same logic, then we don't need fire extinguishers either because we have firefighters to take care of any fires for us. And let's use that comparison, shall we? Let's say a grease fire breaks out on your stove underneath the hood, which has insulation. And it's quite robust. And you're standing there because you don't have a fire extinguisher. And you let your fear take hold, and then you watch the fire begin to spread. Now, with a fire extinguisher close at hand, you put the fire out. You cook something else. You get some Formula 409 and you clean the oven where the soot is. Without a fire extinguisher, you run out of the house. You watch the house go up in flames. Everything you own goes with it. Some things are just not replaceable, are they? They're just not replaceable at all. Now let's extend that to the gun. Now, in the case of this, in this gentleman's particular case, I mean, we can see what happens. If he had not had a gun, when they came back the second time, at the very least, they all would have been beaten some more. And who knows where that goes when that starts? I mean, there's not a, okay, you got 60 seconds to beat the living mud out of me. Go! There's no hockey rink buzzer that goes off when the beating has to officially stop. What if they don't want to do that? What if they want to use knives? What if they bring guns? So dude tries to do what the gun control advocates want, and he gets the voicemail. And thankfully, thank God, he had a gun. This is more proof that police, it took them 3.5 minutes to get there from the time the 911 call was made, while he was on the voicemail system. And this is more proof that the police simply cannot be there in time in most home invasion situations. And if you wait for the 911 operator to send help, it is often going to be too late. Like I said, thankfully he was a gun owner as well, and he was able and ready to protect his family instead of relying on 911 to bail him out. Imagine being that guy on the phone. you've hit 911, and you're getting this canned voice telling you, if you have an emergency situation, leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we possibly can. And imagine this particular gentleman. He's looking, you know, maybe in his left hand there's a phone, in his right hand here's a gun. Which has more utility at that particular moment? There's certain big pizza chains you can call that don't have, you know, that is answered by a live person. And 911 in Pasco County, Florida, has an automated system built into it. And they claim it's never going to happen again. Why did it happen this time? Aren't they the lucky ones that it didn't cost these people their lives? And since it happened this time, what are you going to do to keep it from happening? Oh, it's never going to happen again. How? Well, you know. Not good enough. Not good enough. This is precisely why I sleep with three, count them, three guns beside my bed. I only need two, though, but the third one I like a lot. I just like it. And, you know, I know this is going to sound really extreme, and I couldn't care less. If somebody invades my home, I'm going to make that the most expensive evening they ever experienced in their life. What's left of it? What's left of it? Because anybody crazy or desperate or whatever it is to do a home invasion, he needs to be removed. Isn't that harsh? That's just harsh. Where's my compassion? I don't have any when somebody has a home invasion. I heard somebody trying to talk about resolving a home invasion. How do you know how you resolve a home invasion? You resolve a home invasion by stopping the invaders, stopping them in their tracks, or getting them to beat a hasty retreat while plasma escapes from some new leaks you installed upon them. But thankfully, this individual who you just heard the abject terror of his entire pistol, or excuse me, yes, the AR pistol, DQ, the abject terror of his entire family as they were coming in, as the bad guys were coming in, and he's getting voicemail. My. Coming up next from Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, we'll be joined by Edwin and Michelle. Let's flip into the second hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.